Hi, welcome to Visual Studio Toolbox. I'm Donovan Brown, your host, and today we're talking to Sandra about Kanban boards. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So what do you do here at Microsoft?
Well, I'm the program manager on the Kanban team in Visual Studio Team Services and Team Foundation Server.
Okay, so what is a Kanban board and why would a team want to use one?
Okay, so we'll start with the word Kanban, right? That was introduced by Toyota back when they were trying to gain efficiencies in their production of cars, obviously,
okay.
Right? And so basically what the Kanban board today does is it's an electronic board for teams to visually manage their work as it goes through the process, whatever that may be.
Okay. But if it was used in manufacturing for vehicles, what are we doing with them in software?
I think sometime after Toyota really made it popular, a lot of other industries started realizing that the processes and the bottlenecks and inefficiencies that other industries face could be applied to the same type of
tool or process or something.
Exactly.
So we're using this board to be able to visualize the flow of our work as it starts from inception to being completed, right?
Right, exactly. Okay.
So I'm a certified Scrum Master, big Scrum fan, and I actually use Kanban boards as part of managing my teams.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I liked about them the most was something called a WIP limit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is like work
yep.
in progress. Can
yeah.
you talk to us a little bit about what work in progress is and why we would use it?
Sure. So a lot of Kanban is about making sure that the cycle time is low. So the inception of that work item into the development phase and then getting to the actual delivery to the customer, right?
Okay.
And work in progress limits really help you because they essentially set a way for teams to focus on the items that are actively in development instead of picking up something new. So a team will set a work in progress limit for their Kanban board, and if that team goes over the limit, as in they're picking up new work before finishing something else, the board would let you know and say, hey, why don't you go finish that item, get it to delivery before you pick up something else.
Got it. Yeah, I used to have some really clever Scrum teams who would take on all this work, and they would burn it all down to 1 hour, and then would
right.
go grab something else and burn that down to 1 hour.
Right.
And by the end of the it looked like we burned a lot of hours, but nothing actually got done. And a WIP limit
right.
would have forced them to, before you go and grab that other task, finish the tasks that are in there right now, right?
That's
and
right.
our board
yep.
is able to do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So why don't you show us what our Kanban board can do?
Okay, sure. We'll just jump into the demo right here. So the first thing I want to point out is the board lives under the work hub here.
Okay.
And I'll just go straight into full screen mode. And the first thing you'll see is the new column. Or actually, I'm going to rename this into my backlog since that's really what it is. And the backlog column is there for the product owner.
Okay.
Right? The product owner can go ahead and reorder and reprioritize this. And the team, what the team's going to do is focus really on the work that's actively being worked on. Right?
Okay.
And what they'll do is pick up the next item off the top and drag it into development when they're ready.
Okay.
And so that's very much a pull model, which is different from other past models, which have been very much push.
Okay.
Right? And so as soon as you drag something into development, you'll notice something about the development column that's a little bit different. It's been split into two sub-columns that are doing and done.
Okay.
And the nice thing about the doing and done columns are that when something is in the done column, it lets the other rest of the team know visually that, hey, I can pick up that work item and take it into verification.
Okay.
Right.
So that's the indication that I can pull it forward into the next
right.
column.
Does exactly.
the stuff in the done side affect my WIP limit?
The stuff in the done side will affect your WIP limit. And the way that team members know that something is done is by actually looking at the definition of done, right?
Okay.
And that's something that a team can agree to and set a standard for. And so you'll know that, you know, for this work item, the work item's moved into this column done because it has a pull request and it's met all the criteria on the dev checklist.
Okay.
And then I can move it into the verification column once it's done.
Okay, so why are some of them different colors?
The colors are part of the styling rules, right? And we have a pretty strong, powerful functionality here in the settings cog over here that allows you to add styles
okay.
to these different cards. And you'll notice I have three of them available here today. The one that you were pointing at, I believe, was the red card on the board. And that's actually for a P1 bug, right? That means it's high priority, and so I really want to get to it quickly. And what I've basically done is named it P1 bugs, added a color that'll really jump at you, right? So red. And then set it so that the rule criteria is, if this is a priority one bug, then make sure that it shows up as red, right? And
gotcha.
It's available here.
I see. And then why are there two different, like, there seems like there's two different lanes across
Is that? The two different rows are called swim lanes, and swim lanes allow you to group work across the same process, but separate features or maybe even higher priority items,
gotcha.
Right? And so in this example, we have it set at an expedited column, right? And the expedited column basically tells the team, hey guys, this is something important. It's a P1 bug. Make sure we pick it up.
I see. So there's a lot of cards on here. Potentially they could get lost in the shuffle, but by having these other lanes allows me to pull the important ones up so that they're focused on by my team.
Yeah, and I can actually quickly show you that.
Sure.
So when we go into the settings cog here, you'll see one for swim lanes, and we have our existing swim lanes already. I'm actually going to add a second one for Microsoft Teams. My team just recently did a integration with Teams, as you might have
heard.
So we'll just add a swim lane here, and I'm actually going to go ahead and also add a column. I want to go and add a
So you're free column. To customize like almost all the different aspects of this board to fit your team's current needs.
Absolutely.
Or,
yep. You can add permissions here and set it to team administrators, but yeah, it's really meant for the team, to empower the team.
Gotcha.
So I'm going to go ahead and add that ready column. I added the Microsoft Teams swim lane. We'll save and close, and you'll see the board has now added a lane and then that column. And the reason I added the ready column is so that now, instead of having this giant backlog where the team's team members have to say, okay, is this backlog item meant for the Microsoft Teams value stream, or is it, should it be expedited? I can start dragging items with the Teams tag here and prioritizing it in the ready column so that teams my team members down the line can pick it up as it's prioritized.
So this is almost like a lane where this is the stuff we've committed to delivering, and
this
is the whole backlog of everything we're ever going to deliver.
Yeah, and it's committed to delivering by the value stream, right, or by the feature.
Okay, great. So what else can you show us about the board? I noticed it looks like there's like some Signal R icon or something up there. So what happens if I'm remote and I'm using this board? Do I get to see these changes in real time?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Signal R, what is it, radio tower icon, is meant to let us know that live updates are on.
Okay.
And this is a fairly recent feature. So our live updates are on, and I can actually show you a side-by-side. Here is the Kanban board available in Microsoft Teams.
Okay.
On the, left or right hand side, and I'll pull this guy over. Pull this guy over here, and let's say I'm a remote member of the team. I'm attending stand up via Skype. I can just go ahead and say, hey, I picked up this card. I'm now doing it, and you will see that card move over as well.
Gotcha. And I see it actually automatically got assigned to you too, for because you're the person who
picked it up and I put it in active. So
Interesting. So what else? How else does this tie in? So we're talking about the Kanban board, and we can see that it's integrated inside of Microsoft Teams. But because it's a part of Teams services, I assume it has linkages and traceability through other parts of it. Does it link to like branches or pull requests, or how does that stuff work?
Yeah, absolutely. So let me just go back full screen here. And there's quite a few abilities, actually. So you might have noticed that there's a couple of these like yellow breakdown components. So we'll go there first. I have the ability to add a child task and decompose my user story. It can be used as a really quick checklist. So maybe task one, task two. So that's one option, right? And then the next option is you can add a test or even create a new branch right off of the card that you're working on.
Gotcha.
Right? So here, we've got some tests, so test one, test two, and you have the ability to then go ahead and run those tests. And this is linked to the test case hub in the test test hub in VSTS.
Got it.
That's correct.
Yeah. So being a DevOps guy, I'm kind of thinking what role this plays in a DevOps pipeline, and clearly this is up in the agile planning where we're actually deciding what it is we're going to create, and then this is where we're defining the value that we want to then flow through. Mm-hmm. So does this also integrate with like our builds or our release in any way? Do I see these cards move automatically if a build is successful or a release deploys?
Let me see. Can I say it yet? I mean, we're in the process. We're working on some of that stuff. It's definitely top of mind for us.
Okay.
So you'll see those things light up pretty soon. Yeah.
So where would someone go if they wanted to like submit features for what they think your Kanban board should be? Does that have any like user voice?
Yeah,
or?
Absolutely. I'm definitely very active on user voice. And of course, if there's any issues or anything like that, they can reach out directly to me, or there's the connect as well.
Gotcha. Yeah. So I'm just kind of curious, how does our Kanban board stack up against other Kanban boards out in the industry? I mean, how do we compare ourselves to some of our competition, who I assume we're not the only one with Kanban boards? How do we go about evaluating ours against others, and how do you feel that we stack up against some of the other Kanban boards?
You know, I'm a little biased, but I do think that the Kanban board is one of our marquee experiences in Visual Studio Team Services. We've done several competes against, you know, the likes of Rally and even Jira to make sure that we're really, the feature parity is absolutely there. I think another thing that's nice is we've got a lot of customization and flexibility on our Kanban boards, whereas others are very prescriptive.
Okay.
And so I think that's been like the highlight of the boards for sure. We're all about organizational alignment, absolutely, but then the teams have the autonomy to make sure that the board works for their process instead of just a, you know, standard for the entire project.
So when you're looking at a Kanban board, when I'm working with a lot of software development teams, there's so many different levels of the organization that are involved in turning an idea into a working piece of software. Mm-hmm. What level of your organization is using the Kanban board? Is this something that your C-level exec is looking at? Is this something that your dev team is looking at? Like, who uses this? And is it actually able to be used by different areas of your organization?
Yeah. You know, I think the Kanban boards are the best for the teams themselves.
Okay.
If we take it up one step higher, we do have features and epics available as well if your organization is a little bit smaller in scale. So you can start creating Kanban boards to manage your features. And I'll actually flip over to that as well. So you'll see these are the user stories and bugs that the team is tracking,
okay,
right? But then someone like myself or my manager, Aaron, I'm sure, you know, we might track features, right? And these are shippable increments that are really going out every three weeks for a sprint. So if I flip over to the features board, you'll see that I have a similar Kanban board with different columns tracking the features that are then going to go out to customers. And so, yeah, we do have the hierarchy available as well.
All right, so these are the features who are the parents of the items we saw on
the
other board.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked about things automatically moving. I'm just curious. So if I move all of the children user stories of a particular feature, does that feature then move across the board automatically, or do I have to come over here and move
it? No, however, there is an extension that we built through Microsoft DevLabs that does do that.
Awesome.
As far as like splitting, if once like an iteration is finished, you can go ahead and split the feature and move everything over.
Okay.
To the next sprint if it's not done, or move everything to the done column.
Right. So in our marketplace, we have tons of different extensions. And
being
a DevOps guy, I focus a lot on that inner part, right, the CI and the CD. And I know there's tons of extensions out there that I can install that enhance my build and enhance my release. But you're telling me that there's some of those extensions that also enhance our Kanban experience as well?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So there's actually an extension point available on the cards themselves. There's extension points available on the board. So one that I've seen that's pretty neat is the ability to print the cards and then have it on a physical board with QR codes, right? And
you can actually
gauge the movement across your electronic board as well as your physical board. So that's an
awesome,
interesting one. We also just released an open in Excel. And so you'll see that context menu item available there, so you can open a card in Excel. I know the main scenario for this really is to open a lot of results in a query and bulk edit them in Excel as well.
Gotcha.
So there's definitely like a variety of work-related extensions available in the marketplace.
Very, very cool. So tell me some other things about how, so you said like different organizations. At the story level, that's your developers.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe your PMs or your scrum masters or product owners, they might be using it
features
here. But I also see that there's an epic level as well. Does the hierarchy go to that level as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So the epics, and you'll see that breakdown too. So here, you can tell that this epic has one feature and that feature has been complete, right?
Okay.
And so these epics generally last a lot longer. They're
absolutely
more longer lived artifacts, right? So
absolutely,
they're not gonna have the same sort of constant flow as you might expect down at the user story level. But yeah, the more C-level or the more strategic initiatives can be tracked at the epic level.
So I noticed that when I'm working on a really large application, there's multiple teams involved and sometimes even multiple like team backlogs that roll up. When you go down to the user story level, can each team have their own view of that Kanban board, or is once you get to the user story level, everyone shares the same view of that Kanban board?
Each team would have their own Kanban board.
Okay. And they could customize it independently of the other teams on the organization.
They can customize it independently of the other teams. And then the nice thing is, just through the linking, we have this ability to filter.
Okay.
And so, of course, there's like your basic core filters, like assigned to, you can do at me and find the things that are just assigned to yourself, or you can filter by iteration or work item type. But the one that I really like is the parent work item, which allows you to filter by the feature that the user story is associated with.
Gotcha.
Right? And so when you're doing a stand-up, you could say, like, hey, here's this feature that we really need to get out the door, like, what's going on? And you can drill down here. So maybe this feature, right? Or you can go down and migrate legacy code, and you can see the work as it's going across just for that specific
feature. Yeah, it kind of gets rid of all the noise and lets you focus on one particular item. I also see a search icon that looks like on the far right-hand side.
Yeah, that's just that's a really quick search. You can do, you know,
I see.
Quick searches, and it'll filter the board. You actually have one available in your backlog as well. Let's say you're the, you know, you're the product owner, you're trying to prioritize something, you've lost a card somewhere down in your backlog, and you want to get it back up there, so we have one there available as well too.
Now, traditionally, Kanban is associated with agile kind of methodologies, and inside of Team Services and TFS, we not only support agile and Scrum, but also CMMI. Is that Kanban board also available for the CMMI template, or is this only?
Absolutely, it's available out of the box across all three templates, and we're going to support the workflows there as well.
Awesome. So, is there anything else that you want to show us about this particular thing, or have we touched on a lot of it?
I think we've touched on quite a bit. I do want to mention, you know, the tag colors are another thing that I've customized on this view. So blocked is not out of box red or anything like that. I've added that tag color, and then teams is darker green, and performance is a lighter green. The other thing I'd want to mention is keyboard shortcuts. So if you just shift question mark, you have global keyboard shortcuts, but also shortcuts for the Kanban board. And that's really great because you can imagine like setting focus onto a single card and being able to move it up and down your board without really touching your mouse.
Perfect. So I see the fractions up here, and these are the actual WIP limits for these particular columns.
Yeah.
Are those soft or hard? What I mean by that is if I'm over my WIP limit and I try to drag something, can it like bounce back to let me know that I'm over, or does it let me go over my WIP limit?
No, we won't bounce you back, but we will give you...
I might have to write that extension myself.
Maybe. We will give you a nice little red indicator, right? So let's say I drop it into development, you've gone over your WIP limit. So not only does the column title turn red, but you'll also see that you're 6 out of 5 now and that you've been red.
Gotcha. Well, this has been an amazing tour of our Kanban board. So I want to thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, no, it was great. My pleasure. So thanks for joining us here on Visual Studio Toolbox. We'll see you next time. Thanks.